And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Cover-Up.
Bring back the love boy.
No, I think it might be the age. When we're 20, we saw plenty. You get to 60, don't see many of those things anymore.
Not at all.
I'm sure.
I haven't even had a scratch lately.
Worse still, you haven't had an itch.
And that's from myself. What's your favourite country song?
I like Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker.
I like eating them.
I love eating them too. They have shrunk though, the old Wagon Wheels.
No, I'm not the only thing. I've noticed something about you. You think you're Des Hasler, Davey, with your hairstyle. You're not having your hair cut.
And you have a haircut when you're not allowed to.
You get your wife to cut it. What's this, a bag of dead rats? Yeah, it's a haircut. What's he got? Haircut. What's he got? Haircut.
You can do that with a
razor. You don't want to have a number two, except when you go to the toilet.
Thank you, Darryl.
Davey, just away from the footy for a second, there's a number of people on the email here wanting your tip. This won't win because usually you wait until after the race to tip these winners.
Well, Defibrillate just ran fourth.
Right, thank you.
Ooh.
He backed it to run top four, though, at $1.00001.
How do you back it to run the top four?
Darryl's playing with himself.
I beg your pardon.
Did you hear that? We're not at the ABC now, David, with all your mates.
For heaven's sake.
How dare you?
As if I'd back at the run first four when it was 2-1.
You lost.
It did.
He's got to say it. Could you say it?
I lost. Yes, Darryl. I backed a loser.
Even one of my neighbours said, David, geez, he can tip a winner after the event.
I don't do anything after the event. I'm no use tipping anymore. Every time rubber jewels get told me something, it's got to be yap, 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 yap.
You only tip after the event.
I don't tip, Darryl. I don't bother.
I woke up on the couch. Don't you hate when you wake up on the couch, you don't know where you are? Like, oh, it's the worst for you.
Especially when it's not your own house.
Is that a regular thing for you?
Oh, it used to be.
What are you talking about, Danny? You used to report on it.
I was never allowed to have a drink in Eurella because Dad was the local solicitor, so I never drank. I possibly had one.
You were only six, though, weren't you?
I just, in those days, if I walked into a pub or a club in Eurella, the first thing that happened is I'd get a rather large piece of leather up my backside.
Did you owe money there or something?
No.
By choice.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Geez, how good's this place?
This is a great place.
What time is this football starting today?
I thought it was the BNS ball.
I can't wait to get to Euroa.
Christine, I'm under a bit of pressure. Can you pull that boot out of my ear? Do you ever get the cuts at school, Davey?
Oh, yeah.
So you blokes would never have
the
done
cane, it. The cane, is that the cane?
No,
nah,
the
never, never.
Did you cry?
Bloody oath. I hurt, mate.
Did you cry, Davey?
No, do you cop it like then on the bottom sometimes?
Oh, yeah, when we're at, yeah, when I was...
Was that at school?
I'd say David, bend over. I used to say to David, bend over. Whack. He'd go, yee-haw.
The Japanese massage girl's not a huge fan of our looks. We won't be getting reflexology there done when we come to Brisbane.
She might be a couple of us are sumos.
What's reflexology?
It's a science into your reflexes.
Did they get that little hammer out and test on the front of your knee?
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah, your reflexes. They did that on Davey once, but unfortunately something jumped up.
Wasn't his leg kicking up?
Oh, Mr. Davey.
Bam, can you get the baby? Watching the TV. Cricket's on. Davey's watching the cricket with me here. Bev, can you go and see if the baby's all right, please, and maybe breastfeed it?
Oh, who are you?
Did you say she's seven now? Okay.
That's awkward.
Darryl.
Well, some women do breastfeed when they're about seven-year-olds have been breastfed in
no
the past.
No way.
I'm calling it.
Imagine that at the shops. Mum, just lift that up for me.
I don't have to go to the shops to do it. I have to.
I'm thirsty, Mum.
Sometimes at lunchtime when they're at school, they're in grade two, Mum has to go in just to feed them at lunchtime.
You're off.
Oh, what do you think they got pumps for?
Hey, come on, sit down, please.
They're not seven years old.
Well, what age do you think?
What do they walk over to Mum in the morning with the cocoa pots, do they? Go, Mum.